A market analyst says supply shortages caused by the war in the Middle East are likely to last for at least 3 to 4 months. His prediction comes on a day when the Reserve Bank is widely expected to announce an interest rate rise. Australia's major banks are all expecting a rise, followed by another increase in May. Mathan Somasundaran from Deep Data Analytics says he expects global supply chain shortages to continue for months, even if the war was to come to an end.
One thing we know is the supply side disruption that's happening now is not going to be fixed in a month or two. So even the most optimistic case, we're probably going to have supply side issues for at least 3-4 months. Worst case scenario, that could be 6 to 12 months. So there's a fair amount of energy and fertilizer and chemical disruption.